This article originally appeared on MyMMAnews.com. I hope you enjoy my first ever article reading. Rioni Barcelos, aging out of competition. The fight had been rough. Rioni Barcelos stood with Mike Beltran after a hard-fought fight with Timur Valiyev, hoping to have his hand raised. But Valiyev had beat Barcelos to the punch all night. He was faster, stronger, and simply better than the Brazilian. Barcelos had not lost a fight in 6 years, dating back to 2014. His run in the UFC was undefeated, but Valiyev was the better man on the night, and the judges saw... winning by majority decision. Rioni Barcelos joined the UFC in 2017 at 30, and his inaugural fight would spell what would be his entire UFC run. Boston Salmon pulled out due to a knee injury, but Barcelos was in, and he was ready to make a tear through the UFC. A highly credentialed BJJ player, wrestling national champion, and Muay Thai competitor, Barcelos was the complete package. Sure, he was a year or two old for the bantamweight division, but it wasn't too late to make a title run. But the problem was one that him and his team couldn't expect. Rioni Barcelos was too good coming into the UFC. Surely that's not a thing, though. The UFC is about the best fighting the best. Think about it. John Jones and Khabib Nurmagomedov always fought the number one contender when they reigned over their divisions. GSP never ducked a fight either. While the best fighting the best may be the case at the top, coming through the ranks is not quite the same situation. While there are occasional hot prospect matchups like the first Poirier-Holloway fight, often being too good for your own good can hurt your career, much like Barcelos has endured so far. The problem lies in Father Time. Fighters age and their best years come and go. It's up to them to put themselves in an opportunity to seize the best fights for them when they are peaking in their prime. While skill and hard work are certainly the majority of what makes a champion, this timing is also incredibly important. You have to be good, but not so good to where no one will fight you coming up because you're a threat to their timing as well. Rioni Barcelos is a prime example of matchmaking gone awry. He's a fantastic fighter who can't get a ranked fight to save his life. At 5-0 in the UFC, it was time. But now that he is 34, his skills have regressed slightly enough to matter. Barcelos averaged a 7-month layoff in between fights when ideally a fighter wants to fight every 4-5. While a lot of Barcelos' misfortune was due to matchmaking, some of it was just plain bad luck. His fight with now-ranked Cody Stamann was canceled due to the pandemic. Mirab Dvalishvili was rumored to be an opponent, and the commission said he wasn't ranked high enough and threatened to pull the fight. In the end, he was pulled due to still being under medical suspension from his last fight. The next fight was longtime contender Rafael Sunsau, who also withdrew. Then Marcelo Rojo stepped in on short notice, and Rioni Barcelos contracted COVID. The man has had his share of bad luck. This issue is nothing new. When fighters and managers are trying to crack open the top 15 and even title shots, other fighters are avoided. The prime examples are Francis Ngannou and Kamaru Usman. Coming through the ranks, Usman struggled to find fights. Everyone knew how good he was, and Usman and his team struggled to get fights. As history showed us, he did, and eventually won the title by taking any fight he could and getting fortunate enough to have some contenders say yes to fighting him. Ngannou was in a bit of a different situation. He had fought for the title and got wrestled to death by Stipe Miocic. He wanted to fight and would take on anyone. Problem was, nobody would accept a fight with the heavy hitter with the dire consequences. Eventually, he fought Rozenstruik and made his way back. You know the rest. Other up-and-comers have had this issue as well. Nobody is signing on to fight Ryan Hall. The risk in their team's eyes for someone like Hall or Barcelos is just too high. Same goes for Islam Makhachev. These fighters are unique. They are so good so early in their career that the powers that be, specifically the fighters with something to lose, have no reason to fight them. The real issue is that there hasn't been an effective way to fix this. If you look to boxing, which has more of an infrastructure and years of a head start, it's only been mitigated at the top. Fighters coming up like Shakur Stevenson, the Charlo brothers, and Janabek Alamhali cannot get a meaningful fight to prove themselves as ready for the next level. They are, for all intents and purposes, boxed out. As long as there's contracts with no set schedule in mixed martial arts, which is impossible given the structure of the sport, this will always be an issue. Fans will have to appreciate a fighter like Rayony Barcelos. He might not ever be champion, but watching him perform will have to be watched for entertainment purposes.